What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? We are back in, and we're going to be talking about another show today. And honestly, it took me a minute to get into this show, to get around to watching it. We're going to be talking about The Upshaw, starring Kim Fields, Wanda Sykes, Mike Epps, and many, many more. This is a very interesting show. Now, I will say there are some things about this I'm not a big fan of. There are things about this I do like and things about it I don't like. So the entirety of this show, I've already watched two seasons. I'm in season three right now. This is going to be just, I would say, first thought slash review of season one and two. But the entirety of how this starts is we get to meet Mike Epps' character and Kim Fields' character. They're married. They have three kids. Their oldest they had when they were in school together. He works for UPS. We later find out that he's gay. And then later on finds out that he had a daughter he never knew about. And he just kind of figures it out. Then also they have two daughters who they're still raising in their house. Benny, Mike Epps plays, he works at a mechanic garage that his sister-in-law, played by Wanda Sykes, she owns as well, and she owns other properties due to her, you know, having an accident and limping. So she owns a lot of properties. And his wife, Kim Fields' character, works at a billing in the building area for medical. And then we have where we get to meet, of course, Benny's other son that he had from his side chick, pretty much. That happened due to him and his wife were on a break, and then things occurred. And now he's having to not only try to keep a company going, but deal with his sister-in-law he does not care about. He's trying to get things right with his wife, and then still appease his baby mama, and then appease his other son, and try to make things right with his oldest son and his daughters, all these things. It's a very comedic show. I will say there are times when I'm watching this and I'm going like, really? Or like, come on. Because I'm going to say this, Benny, he's a slime. He's a scumbag at times, man. He really is. He comes across as very charismatic, very stupid, and just all outright entertaining because, you know, there's at one point he steals money from his wife to try to buy a piece of crap car for his baby mama so that way she could have a car, and he doesn't tell her, and that causes an issue. Or he does all these other things and doesn't show up, or doesn't, you know, he just plays so stupid, or not running a business like you should, and having his buddies there and he can't run a business. And then you have Wanda Sykes, who she tries to run that business at one point, but doesn't work because it just like doesn't work without Benny, because Benny knows what he's doing since he's a decent mechanic. And I like Wanda Sykes. I think she's my favorite character in this. The character she plays is literally my favorite within the whole show as Lucretia. She's so damn funny, and being very laid back, like the cool aunt, like, you know, you always wanted, and trying to be there for the family and having to be the rock for this family and try to be there because she's the only one that's putting somewhat stability in this. But at the same time, you have where she has her faults as well, because she's always, you know, running to her sister. You know, her sister Regina is always having issues. Her job treats her like crap. They hire some idiot, literally some idiot worker who went from Old Navy to being her boss that know nothing about billing and coding in the medical field. And his daughters are brats. I'm going to be honest. There are two daughters that play in here. They're brats, man. They're very spoiled. They're funny at times, but then they're very annoying at times, like normal kids are. And then there's times where you look at, you know, Kim Fields' character and you're like, okay, you need to get over yourself. Or even, you know, Benny's side chick mama, you know, she needs to get over herself because she acts very bougie. She acts very hood. And she needs, like, yeah, she's taking care of her son. She's doing this, she's doing that. But it's like, you need to shut up. Like, you know, you run your mouth all the time, and it's like, you know, you need more, you need this, you need that. It's like, dude, come on. And same thing with, you know, his own wife. You know, she messes up, he messes up. It's a very, pretty much like they're perfect for one another because of how much they mess each other up on. And there's really no perfect character in this show. It's a very dynamic, dramified, crazy show. It is. And I like it. I really do. I'm enjoying myself. There's a lot of times I'm just laughing hysterically because of some of the comments, whether they're delivered by Mike Emms or Wanda Sykes or even by Kim Fields. Kim Fields did a great job at like two instances where she finally got enough at work from being taken advantage of. Like, oh, hey, here you go. And, you know, her trying to go to grad school and she can't go to grad school because some other dude that didn't need it or really want it, he got it. And it was like, why'd he get it? Oh, because his dad's the director or whatever. And she finally just loses it, which again, I don't blame her. Or, you know, her having to do all these things and it's like no one could do anything for themselves. And she finally loses it and goes off on her family, which again, I don't blame her. There's a lot of, you know, understanding on certain sides of the coin for this show, for certain things you deal with either with your family or that you've seen someone else's family or a friend of the family, you know, different things that you can see, you know, that average family just trying to make it and trying to do better. That's pretty much what this is. And I am enjoying it. I'm in season three right now. I plan on going to the current episodes till they're done airing. And I'm enjoying it. I don't have a lot, I would say, bad to say about this, but again, I'm kind of hoping that we see a lot of growth from the characters because we haven't seen too much growth yet. We have, well, really at all, but either way, it's a very, I would say, young show, and we're just gonna have to see what's gonna happen with the remainder of the series of the season. Again, guys, this is just my first impressions of the show, so let me know what you guys think about the Upshaws down in the comments down below. If you guys are new to the channel, also about subscribing. Leave a big fat like on the video if you guys enjoyed, and I'll see y'all as always on the next one.